SBS Radio.
Nah, rupanya kami masih mengalami kesulitan untuk menyambung ke Mas Sweta. Jadi kami akan sajikan tentang masalah yang lain, yaitu pengalaman kaum Muslim migran di Australia. Nah, mari kita simak bersama laporan dari Bapak Ricky Kusumo berikut ini.
Pendengar, sebuah penelitian baru menemukan bahwa para migran dari latar belakang Muslim masih menghadapi hambatan signifikan dalam pekerjaan, meskipun mereka memiliki keterampilan bahasa Inggris yang baik. Para pemimpin masyarakat khawatir bahwa kesenjangan ini adalah akibat dari pandangan yang bias yang tidak disadari terhadap nama-nama asing dan mempengaruhi masyarakat tertentu dan untuk pekerjaan tertentu. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Gloria Kalashe dan Claudia Fahad. Yusuf Karimi bermigrasi ke Australia dari Afghanistan pada tahun 2007 ketika ia berusia 17 tahun. Saat ia menyelesaikan sekolah menengah, ia bermimpi menjadi orang pertama di keluarganya yang pergi ke universitas.
I worked very hard, like, you know, to improve my English because that was my goal, that I have to study something, you know. I just don't want to be like, you know, the rest of my friends, like, you know, who couldn't have, like, you know, the chance to, you know, study and to do further. Like, you know, that they want to go to university, so, you know, they didn't have that chance. So here, like, we have opportunity, so we can go and study.
Karimi berhasil melakukan impiannya itu, lulus dengan gelar sarjana dan kemudian master di bidang arsitektur dari RMIT pada akhir tahun lalu. Namun sementara hampir semua teman sekelasnya telah memiliki pekerjaan dalam bidang arsitektur, ia bahkan belum mendapat tawaran atau wawancara setelah melamar lebih dari 50 lowongan pekerjaan. Dan ia kini bekerja di bidang retail.
It's very, very frustrating, and it's just like, especially like, you know, when you keep getting all the rejection, you just want to say like you're sick and tired of, you know, applying for a job, and you just, because it keeps you like, you know, discouraging, like, you know, there's no more motivation that, you know, you have to keep applying for the job. At least, you know, when you receive some good emails, like, you know, saying, you know, that keep trying.
Hasil dari sebuah studi baru dari Deakin University yang menyoroti mengapa para migran berkualifikasi tinggi seperti Yusuf mengalami kesulitan membobol pasar pekerjaan menemukan, sementara tingkat pendidikan migran Muslim meningkat ketika mereka memiliki keterampilan bahasa Inggris yang tinggi, namun prospek pekerjaan mereka tidak ikut meningkat. Dr. Kahit Kuven, dosen ekonomi yang memimpin proyek penelitian itu, mengatakan hal itu bukan kasus untuk migran non-Muslim.
If you compare, you know, a non-Muslim immigrant with better English skills to another non-Muslim immigrant with lower English skills, we find that they actually have much better labor market outcomes, which means they are much more likely to work, they have better wages. Once we look at the Muslim immigrants, we find that this is not the case. If you compare a Muslim immigrant with better English skills to another Muslim immigrant with, you know, lower English skills, there is no difference in terms of their employment.
Penelitian itu menggunakan data sensus dari 2006 dan 2011 untuk melihat migran berusia 18 tahun ke bawah. Penelitian itu tidak dapat menemukan alasan mengapa tingkat pendidikan yang tinggi tidak meningkatkan prospek pekerjaan bagi para migran dengan berlatar belakang Muslim. Dr. Guven mengatakan penelitian itu menunjukkan Australia terlalu fokus pada keterampilan bahasa Inggris dan melupakan aspek-aspek lain.
Our findings is saying that we need to be cautious a little bit, putting too much emphasis on English proficiency all the time. There is a big push in terms of, you know, making the English, you know, tests for the permanent resident immigrants even tougher, so putting a higher level bar. Of course, English skills are important, we actually show them, but what we show is that for certain population groups of immigrants, such as Muslims in our paper, you know, English skills might not be the only basically answer to all of their problems.
Sementara penelitian ini tidak dapat menjelaskan kesenjangan dalam pekerjaan, para pemimpin Muslim takut perasaan bias yang tidak disadari dan diskriminasi mungkin menjadi penyebabnya. General Manager Dewan Islam Victoria, Aiman Islam, mengatakan faktor lain seperti Islamofobia mungkin berperan penting.
We know that there are significant instances of discrimination
or unconscious bias which is occurring in the employment process. There hasn't been that much research on it, but we know anecdotally that it is occurring. This is particularly with female members of the community. It'll be how they dress. It might be the way the sound of their name. They might have a photo on their resume.
Aiman Islam mengatakan ia percaya masalah ini dimulai jauh sebelum seorang pemohon Muslim diundang untuk wawancara, dengan migran dianjurkan untuk tidak memasuki bidang-bidang tertentu ketika mereka masih siswa sekolah.
Migrants in school or or in university, they also face a certain level of discrimination. They might be typecast, so they're not actually encouraged to follow through on with certain industries. They might be saying, okay, you're from this particular, so, or you appear this way, so you're only destined for this particular job. So that aspirational issue needs to also be addressed. Anecdotally, we know that certain students in certain schools are often they've sort of been pigeonholed from a long way back.
Meskipun ini bukan masalah dengan perbaikan yang mudah, Karimi mengatakan ia bertekad untuk terus melamar pekerjaan dalam bidang arsitektur supaya ia bisa menjadi panutan bagi orang lain dari komunitasnya.
I started hard, so I don't want to let it go. I've learned, people learn from, if you don't get rejection, how are you going to get into, by getting a lot of rejection, that's all the doors are closed for you. So even there will be one door open for you. That's another lesson for the rest of people, that they want to study architecture, that they have to fulfill their dreams, because if you don't try, you can't get it.
Demikian tadi hasil dari sebuah penelitian yang menunjukkan bahwa nama Anda yang menunjukkan latar belakang juga memainkan peran penting dalam mencari pekerjaan di Australia.
Nah, itulah tadi laporan dari Bapak Riki Kusumo mengenai pengalaman migran Muslim di Australia.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.